Today is Thursday, March 23rd, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is, let's see, National Puppy Day. It is also National Melba Toast Day. And National Chip and Dip Day. So I think I'll have some chip and dip later this evening. Speaking of puppies, Mark and I are going to be on the lookout for a new puppy. But the thing is, we have to decide, okay, is it going to be a rescue? Is it going to be purchased? And I know there are people with very strong feelings about that out there. So, you know, it could be either. Could be either. And we are open to everything, although I will say this. I find that rescue dogs can be crazy. And I wonder if can also be crazy. That's horrible. But yeah, I find that can be crazy and hard to deal with. Plus, we do want, well, I would like, you know, a puppy, you know, something, a dog that we can train and raise up and is young, et cetera, et cetera. I feel you can probably find those at rescues as well, but it's probably harder to do. And so anyway, we have not started that process of looking. I don't even know where to look at the moment. So the first thing we're going to have to do is research, like, okay, where are we going to look? We can Google it, like rescues near me or puppy mills near me. I'm just kidding. Don't anyone freak out. Not going to a puppy mill. But regardless, you know, it's interesting because when I bought, so a long time ago when I got Katie, She was the first dog that I ever had once I was an adult. And she was a Cavalier Spaniel, and I did purchase her. It was not a puppy mill. I actually met the breeder, the lady, and I met the, they had a, you know, humanely bred, it was a single kind of dog situation where they had a Cavalier Spaniel and they bred it occasionally. And I can't remember if it was a like a show dog or something like that, but it was very, we went to the house, we saw the puppies and they were breastfeeding, you know, they were, the mom was feeding them and all this kind of stuff. There were no weird cages or factories or anything like that. So I think it is possible to find, you know, these farm to table solutions, we'll say. But I've never gone through the I think our current dog, Sydney, our dog, not Kathy Bacon's daughter, she may have been a puppy mill dog because, look, here's the thing. We found her on a website and it was a local lady who was selling Shih Tzus. But the thing is, when we picked her up, we met her in a parking lot of a gas station. And I don't know why. Like, why couldn't we go to her establishment and see the, that's kind of a red flag, you know? But so maybe we won't be meeting anyone in gas station parking lots to pick up our dog. But maybe I had it right the first time. So we need to do some research. If you have any recommendations on rescues, because I do like, I will say this, I'm a little bit snobbish. I do like purebred dogs. I'm really interested in like either another Shih Tzu or a Maltese. We had a Maltese when I was growing up and I would love to have another Maltese, although they're solid white. They also have long hair. I could be signing up for another heartbreak or another heartache, you know, having to brush every day and all that kind of stuff. And I know there are rescues that exist out there for those breeds as well. So that might be a good thing for us to do. But if you have any recommendations, let us know. We have not started the process. We are only thinking about it. And we thought spring would be a good time to bite the bullet, so to speak. So anyway, what's been going on? So yesterday, it's normally orchestra day, and I don't normally cook on orchestra day. And so I thought, okay, I want to go and just pick up food because I have been cooking a lot. I have been cooking a lot recently. And I just thought, you know what? I'm going to let myself go pick up some food. And I decided on Wendy's because I really like what I hadn't done in a long time is the chicken sandwich from Wendy's with a baked potato. I like their I like their sour cream and chive potato. But normally I add a bunch of stuff to it. Like I get home, I add some extra butter, I add garlic powder, salt, pepper. A lot of times I'll add, you know, I forgot about this last night, but sometimes I'll add chili flakes to it to give a little kick. But I thought, okay, I'm going to do that. And I can't have a sour cream and chive baked potato without crackers. And so we stopped at a local grocery store and we got some Ritz crackers. So that was my dinner last night. And then we watched The Good Doctor, and I know Fatty listens to this show, so I know he still watches Good Doctor, and I'm wondering his opinion. So Fatty, you can call in, you can email me, you can forget that I mentioned this at all, but we were watching The Good Doctor, and we watched, apparently there was this, what do they call it, like a silent spinoff episode or whatever that they put in the middle of the Good Doctor season. So apparently there's a potential new show on ABC that they're going to be calling The Good Lawyer. And it's a girl, it's a lady who has OCD and she's an attorney. And so it's a similar concept as The Good Doctor because he's got autism. He's autistic. But she has something else. She has OCD. And so they had this episode where Sean was accused of malpractice. Anyway, it was a good episode. And I'm really hoping they do make it into a full-fledged show. Interestingly, though, two main characters, not the OCD lawyer, but the kind of the head, her boss, basically, is Felicity Huffman, who is the one who was in prison because they paid off somebody for her child to get into a good college or something. And this is her first role since then. So that was interesting. We were like, who is that? We recognize her. And then I said, oh yeah, she was the one that was in the scandal with the pay for schooling sort of, you know, whatever. And Mark said, oh yeah, I don't think I've seen anything she was in. I think the only reason I know her because she was on Good Morning every day for like a year. Good Morning America every day for like a year. So anyway, I'm excited about a potential new show. I love, love, love legal shows, as we know. And I'm a big fan of Good Doctor, so I think this could be a good show. And I really enjoyed the episode, so there you go. So we ate, we watched TV, and I did not do any 3D anything on the logo for Mix Minus because I just could not be bothered. Could not be bothered, but I've got to, you know, if I wanted to preview it for the next episode of Mix Minus, I actually have a little bit of time because we are not recording a show this week because Daniel is in Disney. Or he's in Disney. He's at Disney in California. Along with Zach. And so, anyway, we're not recording. So I do have a little bit of time to get that done. Other than that, we didn't really do anything else last night. We were just kind of hanging around. I do have a little bit of an issue that we're dealing with, but I'm going to talk about it on Mix Minus. So unfortunately, because I'm trying to save, I feel like I'm running out of big things to talk about on Mix Minus. And I want to kind of spread the wealth between this show and that show. And not that I'm going to, you know, deny you guys of my life, but I want to have a few things for the mix. So you'll have to listen next week to hear what else is going on. I did do my workout this morning on the bike. I contacted Nordic Track about the elliptical, but they have not contacted me back. So it is still broken. So there you go. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.